Say you owed somebody money, like a lot of money, so much you had been sent to prison, debtor's prison, because you couldn't pay it back. And then, on leave to go home for 2 days, you came into possession of a purse filled with gold coins. What would you do? Sell them, pay off a chunk of your debt, get out of prison, start a new life, or try to find the owner of the purse and give it back? That is the question at the center of the new Iranian movie, A Hero. It won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival this past July, and director Asghar Farhadi joins us now along with his interpreter. Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you sketch us, just in a sentence or two, who your main character is? This is Rahim.
Yeah. این شخصیتی بسیار ساده ای که در یک موقعیت پیچیده قرار گرفته.
He's a very simple character who's in a very complicated situation. He makes some very small mistaken decisions that turn out to be critical. During the film we have a kind of empathy with the character, with him, and we root for him to gain his reputation back. This empathy is not just for Rahim's character, but it's with all the other characters in the film as well.
So the title of the film, A Hero, is he? Or is that more of a question that we're supposed to be figuring out?
نه، به نظرم اون قهرمان نیست. قهرمان ها معمولا خودشون تصمیم میگیرن، سر دورایی ها خیلی جدی تصمیم میگیرن، خیلی عملگرا هستن. این هیچ کدوم از اینا رو نداره.
No, I don't think he's a hero. Heroes usually are, they make their own decisions, they know exactly what they want, but Rahim is not like that. Choosing this title, A Hero, has a contradiction in it that I really liked. When we see the title, we looking forward to see a character that we admire all the time. But when we see the film, we see a character that everybody else in the film is making decision for that character.
I mean, it's exactly as you're saying. He's a very passive character.
Yes.
A man who lets things just happen to him. I kept wanting to shake him and yell, wake up, fix this, stop.
Yeah.
Setting aside the character, is that a challenge to find an actor who can make passivity watchable, compelling? Because it was.
Yeah, exactly. اتفاقا گرفتن بازی یه بازیگری که بتونه یه شخصیت پسیو رو بازی کنه خیلی سخت‌تره یه شخصیت خیلی فعال برونگراست.
Actually, finding an actor who can act as a passive character is much harder than doing a character who's very practical and always makes decisions. Usually the audience don't like a passive character, so doing a passive character in order and make the audience like and follow that character is very hard.
Now, the female characters were great. Rahim's sister, Rahim's fiance, they are, if anything, driving events way more than he is. Talk about developing those characters.
Yeah. توی شاید این از زندگی شخصی خودم میاد و زنهایی که اطرافم بودن زنهای قوی هستن که همیشه تصمیم گیر هستن توی خانواده ها.
Maybe it comes from my personal life that in my life all the women around me are very strong women who make all the decisions all the time. And that's maybe my personal take on this, but I feel like the female characters in my film right now, although they have the emotional side as well, but they are way more courageous and they can make decisions much easier.
Talk to me about the setting. The city of Shiraz is almost a character itself. This is a famous city in the southwest of Iran, famous for history and for Persian literature and for the gardens. We don't see any of that in this movie. You take us just to ordinary people's homes and offices. Why?
Yeah. شهر شیراز شهر بسیار محبوب و دوست داشتنی بین ما ایرانی ها.
The city of Shiraz is a very famous city between Iranians. And it has a historical heritage, and a lot of our heroes and a lot of our literature heroes are coming from that area. The other aspect of Shiraz is that the people of Shiraz, they have a very strong bond with their families, unlike the capital, that it's not exactly like that.
Oh, I can feel people from Tehran listening and wanting to argue over that.
نه، من خودم تهران زندگی میکنم و واقعا اینجوریه. یعنی در تهران، نه همه شهر تهران، چون تهران خیلی شهر بزرگیه، ولی
I'm living in Tehran myself as well, and Tehran is a huge town, so you can't say all of it like this, but like any other capital, people in Tehran are not as, you know, strong in bonds with their family or other people.
As, a lot of like moving back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did wonder if part of just the focus on showing us, you know, an ordinary person's kitchen, an ordinary person's living room, when you're making a movie about a very ordinary person struggling with a very complicated decision, whether that was deliberate. We're not seeing famous landmarks. We're just seeing normal life.
Yeah. چیزی که من خیلی دوست دارم تا اینجا توی فیلمم سعی کردم در واقع ادامه بدم استفاده از همین متریال زندگی روزمره است برای ساختن درام.
The thing that I really like and I try to use in all my films is that using the everyday material to make dramas in my films. From afar, it may look like that these ordinary details of life are not interesting stuff to make a story out of them. But they are very precious, you know, signs in life that you can make a story. Also, the everyday life details are full of, you know, layers. When the time has passed and you look at them again, you find all those layers.
Well, and I know you, of course, weren't making this primarily for an American audience, but I love that Americans will get to see ordinary Iranians and their lives, because so much of what we hear about Iran is about the tensions between our countries. And it's so good to be reminded these are people who love and grieve and hate and wrestle with the same temptations and issues and problems that we do here.
Exactly. من به نظرم آدم ها اتفاقا برام جالبه که به لحاظ احساسی بخش های از امریکا که تا حالا من سفر کردم به لحاظ احساسی با مردم ایران خیلی شبیه به همه.
That's completely correct. I mean, it has been very interesting so far that everywhere in the US that I've been so far, I feel like the people of the US are very emotionally similar to Iranian people. But the image that part of the Iranians and part of the U.S. population have from each other are only through the politics, which is not, unfortunately not a good picture.
You said you were living in Tehran.
Yes.
Which perhaps answers my last question, which is, are you able to continue working in Iran and making the kind of movies you want to make?
آرزوم اینه که این در واقع اتفاق بیفته و من بتونم بیشترین فیلم هامو در ایران بسازم.
My hope is that this continues and I make most of my movies in Iran. And that's because I born in that place and the word of that, you know, place is much more familiar to me. I understand that word much better. But what can happen tomorrow, nobody can predict. And I don't know if I can continue working there or not. We'll see.
Well, I hope for our sake you do, because you make the kind of movies that no outsider could make. So thank you. It was a pleasure to watch this.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with director Asghar Farhadi, speaking through an interpreter about his new film, A Hero. It is Iran's official selection for the Oscars, and it's in theaters now.